Now, stakeholders in mental health delivery wants government to come out with a legislative instrument ally that will see to the establishment of a mental health fund. According to the chief psychiatrist, Dr. Akwesi Osei, the passage of the Mental Health Law Act 846 and the inauguration of the Mental Health Board are giant steps towards achieving quality health care. However, the non-availability of funds renders these efforts ineffective. The stakeholders made the appeal in Accra after a workshop to educate metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies on the mental health law. Doreen Ampofo and Naya Abole Abi have filed this report.
Mental health has over the years not received the needed attention from governments the world over. This is evident in the fact that it was not incorporated in the 9 Millennium Development Goals. This trend is, however, changing, especially in Ghana with the passage of the Mental Health Law in 2012 and the inauguration of the Mental Health Board a few months ago. The law is meant to address challenges in mental health delivery, including the lack of infrastructure, personnel and adequate medication for patients. Chief psychiatrist Dr. Akwesi Osei said 2 years after the passage of the law, Ghana can boast of only 12 psychiatrists across the country and only 3 psychiatric hospitals, which are all located in the south. This makes mental health care delivery centralized and deprives most people of treatment. Dr. Akwesi Osei said the ally will provide the funds to address these challenges.
If you don't have the ally, then not much can be achieved. There are some things you can do, but very significant things in a case like the establishment of the fund. You need the ally, because the fund, you can call it a fund established, but the main source of that fund, which is levy, you require the ally to get it done. Then you have the money with which to recruit human resource that you need. So for now, situation is pretty much like before the law was passed. You want this, you want medicines, you don't have the money. And the fund, we expect it to be huge. Indeed, if Parliament in its wisdom decides to give, let's say, 2% of an existing fund, whether VAT, whether NHIS, or they establish a new fund, a new levy, that would be really huge. Imagine 2% of any fund available now. The only challenge might be when that money is collected, will it find its way into our fund? That's a different matter.
The Executive Director of Basic Needs, a mental health NGO, Badimak Pitayaru, said government should be able to resource the fund if it sees mental health as a priority area.
So long as government commits to putting some of the consolidated funds or creates opportunity from within its tax base to give a certain proportion to mental health care, it's possible. Parliament's approval of budgetary estimates need to be followed through, for the reason that if Parliament approves all the budgetary estimates, then it is from Minister of Finance to release them as were approved by Parliament.
Participants raised concerns about discrimination and societal neglect of mental health patients.